This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, I see that. Feels good around here.
Craig David.
All my ladies.
Big Nasty.
Yeah, it's about to go down.
Ladies.
It's that garage sound.
It's a FUBAR Raver. Getting faded, faded, ooh yeah. Listen to my raver. I know you waited, waited.
Bounce.
This one's going out to all my people locked in. Turn your speakers up, cause right now we're going in. Bringing you them vibes, ready for the weekend. No matter where you are, as long as you're here with me. Never heard nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're gonna miss. And I ain't even guessing you. You will never heard nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're gonna miss. When the bassline drops, you know what to do.
Baby.
When the bassline drops, you know what to do.
Going out to all of my DJs.
All on you, yeah. All over you. All on you.
Still standing. This one's out to the Charlie Brown. I'm loving it, old school anthems. Smelling like cocoa, but I'm in Versace blue jeans. Ben Sherman top with blue jeans. Going in, living my movie. Ben Teckers, I'm a steppers. It was art how I dodged that baddest. In the corner, smoking the maddest. EDL, that's Bo Britain. The sound of the streets coming through your aerial. Big Nasty, all over your.
Listen up, otherwise you're gonna miss. And I ain't even guessing you. You will never heard nothing like this. Better listen up, otherwise you're gonna miss. When the bassline drops, you know what to do.
Baby,
when the bassline drops, you know what to do.
Report to the dance floor.
All on you, yeah. All over you. All on you.
Oh my golly gosh, it's Friday!
Boom!
Yo! I've got that Friday feeling running through my bones.
TGIF. Or not to goof? Oh, you just goofed everywhere.
Oh god, it's the weekend. I hope you're all doing well. You're listening to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. I hope.
Well, I hope they are.
I hope, especially you. Yeah, smile at yourself in the mirror. You've done well. You've done well. We've got a lot coming up on today's show. The Foo Boys. I don't like that name anyway. The Foo Boys soap.
Maybe it's the FU Boys.
The FU Boys soap returns today. Which mischief will us three get up to this week?
Well, I've wrote a little play. We'll see where we end up, shall we?
Oh, nice. I'm looking forward to it. Quiz on My Face is back. We're going to be doing a quiz all about yours truly.
All about the Mr. Jack Dean. Welcome back, Jack. Are you feeling a bit brighter now?
I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad.
What was the reason you weren't here? Because you were ill, or was it because you were moving
Ill,
in?
But which one? Yeah, I was ill. I was moving in the day after, so I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, so it's like one of those, when you get two excuses, I never believe it. I always think one, just give one excuse.
Yeah, but I had more to bolster my armour. So
it's like calling in sick for work, and you're just like, oh yeah, well, I had a bad kebab, and there's a funeral going on.
Yeah, well, double the reason, isn't
just
it?
Just pick one.
Don't worry, though, boys. I did listen to the show. I was cooped up in bed with a lem sip and a tomato soup, and I was listening to the show. It was kind of like the anti-highlights, really. As if you'd got all the highlights, you'd chucked them out, and then I was left with 2 hours of the shit bits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I suppose you saw 15 minutes where I called up and...
That was good. That was the highlight you, maybe.
For sure.
My highlight was the theatre.
Oh, we did have some deep cultural chats.
Yeah.
Which I think the show really lacks when you're here, because we have to dumb it down, you know, so you understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's weird you two pretending you like the theatre. Oh god! And I think Tom said that he went to see We Will Rock You, so the pinnacle of theatre shows.
When I was younger, I saw We Will Rock You, but I saw things. I saw the Pitman Painters. Have you seen that?
No,
do you know what it's about?
No.
Yeah. Well, fuck you then. So.
We're going to be talking about tattoo fixers later on, about Naughty Sketch allegedly nicking loads of.
No, I think we can say he's done it because I mean. Google says he's done it. So
well, yeah, we binged it earlier.
Yeah, we fucking asked Jeeves and he said yes.
Jeeves went, Sketch has been nicking him.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be talking about KSI and his illustrious music career, as well as lots of other creepy things. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell that cat that's sitting on the windowsill right now.
Meow! What are you listening to? It sounds great!
Oi, listen listen to the Jack Mate Show.
What? I'm going to kill a pigeon! Yeah. I'll be back in a minute. Meow!
So that cat's gone to kill a pigeon. Here's Louis Del Mar with Loudy.
Please sit the fuck down. Protesting in your paper crown. You love to feel offended. Fighting from computer trenches. You
I like that, but I think it peaks too soon.
What do you mean by that, mate?
I really like that. Can you please sit the beep down?
You can swear.
Fuck down.
Yeah.
I like that bit. And then it sort of just sort of fizzles out a bit.
It's kind of thing I can imagine at the end of a programme and the titles of credits are going to.
What would the programme be about, though?
Just about boring songs, and that's just the way
And to finish, this is the most boring of all the songs.
Fuck, oh, I really like it.
I thought it was good. Like you said, it started well, and then...
That was Lewis Del Mar with Loudy. We've sold it, so...
Yeah, what time's he in today? And he's outside, and he's coming into the studio now.
What have you been up to this week, William?
How's the new place?
Yeah, I've moved in somewhere finally. I've got a flat.
And you got a flat, mate?
I've got a bed.
Oh!
My own bed.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talking about beds.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's just a novelty to have some.
Yeah, go on.
There you go.
Oh,
tell us about the flat, Will.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to me. First of all, I'd like to say a big thanks to Matt Rainston for...
Don't worry about it.
Having me for 5 months. We've been sharing
a double bed.
I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, Jack.
You've seen it.
So that's been nice. But I finally moved into a place just up the road. I can walk to work, and it's lovely. I'm just feeling a bit more complete.
Well, how many
you look like you're on cloud nine, mate.
I am.
How many bedrooms is it?
Three.
Oh, that's
three.
Right then.
Three.
There's only two of you living there.
No, three of us living there.
Oh, I thought you said it's you and Emma
living there. And friend Jerry as well.
Oh. You never mentioned Jerry.
No.
Jerry's from Boston. He's the nicest person you'll ever meet.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know myself. Oh,
I've met some fucking people in my time.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He's been really nice.
He's been really nice.
Who's the nicest person you ever met?
Ever?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Probably going to have to go with Mark Noble.
Mark Noble?
I don't know his name.
Who are you trying to say?
The
West Ham captain?
Yeah.
Pyatt.
What are you trying to say?
Mark Noble.
What's Noble's first name?
Mark Noble.
Yeah, that's what I fucking said then, Kurt.
But why are you trying to say...
Well, I don't get the context.
No, yeah, I don't get the joke.
Should we start again?
Who's the nicest person you ever met, Will?
Jerry, just said.
Oh, yeah, of course, the guy from Boston.
What about you, Will? Will?
Jack. Jerry, I've just said.
All right, mate.
Don't know. Mark Wahlberg's up there.
He hated you.
Pick that up, Tommy. He just dropped another one.
What do you mean he hated me?
You see in the video, you look so nervous and he just wasn't getting your humour.
I said to him, look, just...
It's not very nice.
He's mugging me off hard, isn't he?
He knows!
He looks so nervous. You were shit.
Knows.
You had one chance,
no,
you fucked
Seth,
it.
Seth, you were great with Seth. Yeah, and the other ones that we don't know the names for.
Amanda Seyfried.
She was good. She was nice.
Yeah.
But Mark Wahlberg, I kind of, after the watching that, thought, he seems a bit of a prick. And I thought Mark Wahlberg as well seemed a prick.
You can say Mark Noble.
I can't get him off my head.
I mean,
Example was one of the nicest guests you've met.
It's 13 minutes past four and Mark Noble's had four mentions.
Yeah, more mentions than Roy said.
Yeah, it's one more than Roy. Oh, God. What have you been up to this week, Thomas? Yeah, not much, really.
You've been a bit ill, haven't you?
Still ill. This is my third week of being ill.
That's mental.
It is mental. But, you know, I don't call up and not come in.
Oh, God. I'm glad I'm back. Fucking hell.
No,
seems like he's got more shovels this week. Do you know what I mean? Dig, fucking dig.
Which, to be fair, it's nice to have you back, because we were very, very nervous going into the show last week.
You
we have
wank.
To admit it.
I felt like Garth in Wayne's World when Wayne's not there and it cuts back to it. That's a reference.
Or Toy Story in the first one where
go on, that's more me.
Woody gets taken and then like the whole film's kind of like, fuck, Woody's gone.
That's number two.
No.
It is.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant.
Number two.
Yeah, Woody goes to Al's Toy Barn.
Yeah, so last week was like Toy Story 2, but now it's kind of like Shutter Island. Like, I'm back, but am I really here? Or is this just a...
Or is this radio show really going on?
Yeah.
Or are you in just a hospital bed somewhere? We're just...
Who knows? Like, me and Will are dressed the same, so how do you know Will's not playing the role of both of us?
What? You are dressed the same today. Did you plan it?
Paradoxes. Mystery.
How was your new flat, Jack?
Good, thank you, mate. Don't call it a flat ever again or I'll stab you in both eyes. It's a house.
Masonette?
It's a house, yeah.
Masonette.
It's a masonette, yeah.
Is it amazing?
It is amazing.
Yet.
It's amazing already.
Yeah?
But I get the joke and it worked. It's a...
You'd be a bit pissed off because your housemate is having their girlfriend round, aren't you?
Fuck off, you mug. Such a twat.
Kidding. They're not listening, don't worry about it.
I know they're not listening, but...
Yet. This will be a podcast.
They're not listening. They can't afford the electric. Someone's been using it up.
No, kidding.
No, it's good.
You've got a bed, room, and an office.
An
room.
Annex.
Well, when you're a big time YouTuber, you need
an
office
annex?
Space.
Yeah?
Yeah. You need it.
When did you last post a video?
3 weeks ago. I've been moving out, and it takes a long time to move into a mansion, buddy. How's that flat of yours?
Amazing.
All right, is it? Yeah.
Tell me more about Jerry.
I want to hear about Donnie. You did not Donnie mention... from Boston or whatever he's
Donnie
called.
Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, sounds a prick, mate.
Well, he's coming to pub later.
Oh, is he? Well, I'm not there, so enjoy it.
All right. Why is it? Why didn't he get in?
I'm just interested because you never mentioned him at all before.
Yeah. And now he pops up out of nowhere. This case gets thicker and thicker. It's like a Stephen Avery case.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. What next? Brandon Dassey's in the loft conversion, is he? Right. I'll tell you something, right? I was putting up some IKEA flat pack furniture in the loft, and basically, so you know how my new room, I've got a bedroom and then stairs within the room going up to the top.
An annex.
Yeah, an annex. I was up there, and Fiona, my girlfriend, was downstairs in bed, and she could hear me, like, doing all the putting the bits together, and she came up and she went, it's been an hour, you've done hardly anything. And I went, you know, like when you're in man mode, I'm like, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can just go.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, just go back downstairs.
I've been there.
I can do it. And she went, all these screws don't fit in these holes. And then I was like, oh, I've put the wrong one in. But because obviously I was trying to like keep front, I was like, I don't care, like I want them in that one, so piss off. And as she walked off, she went, you're so dumb. And I went, all right, you piss off. And she went, you like Brandon Dassey.
Wow.
And then it got serious.
I literally ran back down the stairs. I went, what's that mean? What's Brandon Dassey mean? What kind of comment's that? But then I walked back up. I thought, she has made me look a right mug. I'm back into the five-a-side football
and then
now.
You killed her. Or did you kill her?
I didn't kill her.
Okay. Just kill her. For all those listening at home.
Just loads of rape.
Oh, God. Oh, carry on.
Jack.
Allegedly. No, I've...
I'm going to have to write that down to get rid of it.
I've been back on the... I've been back on the five-a-side football.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With consent?
With a lot of goals, Tom.
Goals. A lot of goals been scored.
A lot of goals been achieved.
And you bought a new lens for your camera? After I told him not to.
Look at him genuinely writing down the time.
That's fair enough then, mate.
Yeah, let's move on.
I'm talking
five aside.
Oh, Carl, don't
you did
justify.
This the other week with the pizza shop and the Jewish experiment.
Experiment.
Probably not the best turn of phrase, but five aside football. Yeah. Let's go clean.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's alright.
What position do you play?
Well, I was thinking
you're defensive, aren't you?
No, not on five aside. Do what you want, five aside, mate.
You seem pretty defensive.
I don't actually though. I think pretty offensive. Pretty offensive. You guys are offensive. The ones who's writing down the fucking time so you can edit out a joke I said about my own life.
I've got a job that I would like to keep.
Yeah.
So for my personal preference, I'm writing that comment down.
So carry on.
It's fine. It's about me. It's a joke. I didn't say, oh, you know Eminem.
All right, we don't.
Apparently,
listen,
Eminem.
No, you did the other week.
Eminem and Christina Aguilera in a room, and he. Yeah, cut the mics out there.
Ooh.
Just make it look like you're even shitter at your job. I just thought...
Oh, come on. What have I done to deserve that?
Put the bed up. I was thinking that every week I could sort of come in and let you know how my five-a-side match went in the week.
Who did you play?
So this week we played... it was a cup game.
Is that actually... I thought you just played with mates.
No, it's like we're in a league and stuff.
Oh, sweet. What's your team's name?
First of all, they just call you the cap. So the captain, not because I'm the best player by any means, but because I sorted the team out, it was Jack Dean FC. So obviously we had to call up and change. But they changed it last week when I wasn't there because obviously I was ill. Yeah. So I let the boys do it, and they wanted Cunt FC. And obviously you can't have that. You can't have that. So they changed it to... They changed the U and the N the other way around. So it's C-Nut FC.
C-Nut.
So we're C-Nut FC. But I think we're just...
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That's really shit.
Well, yeah, when I got there, I was like, no, I'm not having that. I changed it to Cat and Cross.
That's like when we went
What's
to the...
Cat and Cross?
Half the boys live in Cat and half the boys live in Mile Cross.
Okay,
Cat and Cross.
That works.
Yeah.
When I played five-a-side, we were called Dunga Town. After the old Brazilian manager...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Dunga.
All right, what about yourself?
I was just thinking, we went to the pub quiz the other week,
yeah.
And we had to give ourselves names, and I was like, guys, let's call ourselves Quiz on Your Chest. And then, obviously, you know Hugh Joseph's doing the pub quiz.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, guys, give yourselves some names. Don't only want any shit names, like Quiz on Your Chest or something.
What, he knew you were going to say it? Or
He didn't see it.
Should have went for Covered in Ticks or Told Me Close to Tiny Answer.
Well, I'll have to WhatsApp you next
quiz
week.
Quiztiano Ticaldo.
No, that's terrible.
Is it?
What about, I'm going to get all the questions right on this quiz. That's quite a good name. It's catchy.
Mm. Anyway, first game, we won 11-6.
Is this the cup where they like kind of seed you to see how well, what league to put you in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
How much do you pay a match?
We won the seeding game, and this is a cup game. Hey?
How much do you pay a match?
£5 each.
That's fucking... That's what pisses me off with this kind of
league. Each?
Yeah.
It's such
That's like 30 quid a game.
That is so expensive. And if you don't turn up for a match, you still have to pay and stuff like that.
Because 30 quid for a pitch isn't bad, but when you think both teams are paying.
Yeah, but the fact that you're there for how long, it is pretty bad.
Is
five
it goals?
For a player is ridiculous. Mm.
Jack, is it goals?
Yeah, it's goals. That's so if there are any enthusiasts of five-a-side out and they're looking for somewhere to play, goals has got good facilities, but it is pricey.
I would say get a group of your mates together and their friends, and then just hire the pitch out yourselves.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing.
I don't think that's competitive enough. I like not knowing who you're playing against each
week. Do you?
Yeah.
Do they provide a ref?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
You can pay half the price and get double the time.
I used to play up there like 3 years in a row.
Huh?
I used to play up there 3 years in a row.
You used to play up there 3 years in a row?
3 years in a row.
Used to play up there 3 years
in a row. We did many seasons within... it doesn't matter.
My mate, five-a-side football team, used to be called Clyde Middlesbrough.
Ooh. That's not awful. What about where the El Shaarawy?
I like that.
Yeah?
I have a few of them.
Baines on toast?
Murder on Zidane's floor?
Yeah. Muchie and glad your mum's back?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Solid.
Diego cost a fortune.
Yeah. Was that off the day?
You just made that one up, didn't you?
Yeah, of course it did.
What are you doing this weekend, you little scruffalo?
He's coming back, isn't he?
To see the Nozza is visiting Mr. Jack Dean.
To come and see the new palace.
Yeah.
Lads on tour?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, we're going to be on tour, mate.
Lads at home.
We're going to have a little FIFA tournament. We're going to go to the waterfront.
Stop it!
You still haven't been, have you?
No, we've only been there a week.
You're missing out, buddy. No, I'm talking about the waterfront.
Yeah, we're going to do.
We're
going to do some crazy things.
I'm
going to make a little video when I'm down there as well.
Yeah, I liked your video this week.
Thanks, mate. At least you did.
This is a song by the DMAs. It's called "Delete." I quite like it.
Quite.
Don't forget about the stars, sky, lucid as the air that blows in light that shines, just a way to figure out her when the night is wrong. Take a little wander outside through the rain and snow, just a way to figure out her. Don't delete my baby, don't defeat her still. In the quiet of nothing, to the hands of grace. Don't delete my baby, don't defeat her now. Don't delete my baby, won't you always find. Gonna shine a diamond like you never did. Gonna show you something I can't be taught. I'll find course now. You know that I belong to me. Reflections on myself. Let it all out. Just let it all out to fight the feeling. Don't take it to the one in mind. Always know it needs her to belong, to find. Know that when I do want to face the place. Take a little wander outside through the rain and snow, just a way to figure out her. Don't defeat my baby, don't delete her still. In the quiet of nothing, to the hands of grace. Don't delete my baby, don't defeat her now. Don't defeat my baby, won't you always find. Gonna shine a diamond like you never did. Gonna show you something I can't be told. I'll find the chorus now. You know that I belong to be. Reflections on myself.
Radio presents
Freddie Peacock.
Look, if we're going on a date, we're doing it in an house and we're going to have sex.
Do you not want a bender and a bun?
I beg your pardon?
You don't want a bender and a bun?
A bender in a bun? Okay, I'm listening.
It's a wimpy special.
Wimpy is still fine with calling something a bender in a bun. Who sat down and went, hey, let's call him a bender in a bun? And people going, why, what's that? Nothing, just means an hot dog. And they're just laughing to themselves all the way home. I'm going to challenge Wimpy on this. If Dapper Laughs is taken off air, then Wimpy should be shut down. You can't call something a bender in a bun.
Every Monday,
Ray Peacock,
from 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Can I just ask you, lads, a little question? What do you think? How you interpret that song? What is? Don't delete my baby. What's it mean? What does it mean, guys?
Is he going? Don't delete my baby.
Don't delete my baby.
No.
Is he playing Sims? He's left Sims on, and there's a baby, and doesn't want you guys to go in.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that a good?
It's a Sims reference.
Don't delete my baby. Catch those frogs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Sims.
Catch frogs.
You catch frogs and Sims. You can have a frog collection.
Can you actually?
Yeah, I learned that recently.
It's
but
a lie.
No, you genuinely can have a frog collection.
What the fuck do you do?
There's
with
like
a frog 30
collection? Different species of frogs within the game, and you have to
fuck
collect them.
Fuck up.
Trust.
I see. He's looking.
Honestly, Google that in the Bing that.
Bing that.
Ask Jeeves that.
Bing. All right.
Yeah, do it now while we do this. Yeah. So basically, a lot of YouTubers try their hand at musical careers. Like
you've done a few.
Yeah, ironically, I know I can't rap. I know I can't sing.
But when you do it, you got your thing.
Yeah, that's what I always say. That's my mantra.
That's what it says tattooed across your chest, isn't
it? I can't rap, I can't sing, but when I do it, I do my thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, I obviously did Hip to Be a Hipster. I did the Badoo song.
The Dating Game.
Thank you, Tom. And Christmas. You know more about it than I do.
Because I feel good, baby.
What's this?
Newsflash, you can catch and breed frogs in The Sims.
Thank you, I know.
Well, so you can... I don't think anyone gives a shit about that.
In The Sims 4, frogs can be caught and bred to make new types. Finding these little guys is guaranteed way when you search a log or water pump.
Yeah, there's so many different
Sims ones. Is really progressing since when I used to play it back in the day.
Yeah. It's really good now.
Ponds are apparently the best place to find frogs.
Oh, yeah,
that's not surprising.
Yeah, you don't need The Sims to work that out. Yeah. You don't need Bing for that, Will. Come on, mate. A lot of YouTubers have been breaking into them, or trying to break into the music industry. And we are basically just going to dissect some of those now. I'm going to be talking about Troye Sivan and his Wasted Youth song in a bit. But before then, producer Will, across from me right now, actually sat down with rapper and
rapper,
hip-hop
presenter.
Artist. He's a man of many talents, Mr. Yeah. Michael Payne.
So he's
I bet he can draw.
Probably can. Producer Will sat down with him in the week, and they dissected the lyrics of KSI's, is that Lamborghini?
Lamborghini
correct. Song. So I'm really intrigued to listen back at the chat you had.
Good afternoon. My name is William Brazier. I'm the producer of the Jackmate Show, Fridays 4 till 6. I'm currently joined by Michael Payne. Michael, thanks for joining me.
No worries, sir.
Mr. Payne is a rapper, MC, artist, entrepreneur, and radio host at FUBAR Radio here. He's worked with and supported the likes of Ed Sheeran, Rizzle Kicks, and Mac Miller. His latest release, entitled Let MC It, out now on iTunes, and I may add, it's a fine release, sir. Thank you very much. Charted at number 4 in the hip-hop charts. It also features collaborations with Doc Brown, Giggs, and many, many more. He's here with me today to discuss a new rapper in the game. He's a YouTuber by the name of KSI. Originally known for creating FIFA content, he's now embarking on a music career, and we're about to analyse the lyrics to his song, Lamborghini. Michael, just from the title alone, what sort of thoughts and emotions are running through your head?
I'm getting essence of Italy.
Italy?
Pasta.
Oh, okay.
And, canals.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Mm.
Let's get into the actual song, if you don't mind, Michael. The opening verse goes, been in the game since Namco, bring it back, I'm fully gassed, yo.
Wow.
I mean, already we're off to a good start.
Mind blowing.
Vroom, vroom, in my brand new Lambo, juiced up, and I don't give a damn, yo.
Which, you're thinking about it, and, just your brain working so hard to decipher these lyrics, you start to get thirsty. And then he mentions juice, almost as if he knew.
He's almost in your head, almost.
Almost in your head.
Going 120, and that's my slowest. On a one-way lane, like Lois.
Wow.
inspiring stuff. Who's that? Superman's bitch? Want to see what happens when I touch the Superman switch?
He says the things, you know, you're thinking but can't quite put into words.
It's truly inspiring. Ride with more peers than Morgan, drive past bloggers that are walking.
Damn. Those poor bloggers.
Those poor bloggers. The final...
But it's their own fault. They should work harder.
Especially for a Lamborghini.
Absolutely.
I taunt them. Matt Lees, can you see me riding in my Lamborghini? Now, if we get into the chorus, it's actually some of his finest work. Le Lamborghini. Le Lamborghini.
Hey, slow down.
Sorry.
It's too deep. I need to pronounce process. It, yeah. I need to process the first line. First.
Le Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
Le Lamborghini.
Oh my God.
It's almost orgasmic.
It really genuinely is.
Euphoric as well.
I haven't had this much pleasure reading in quite a while, or being read to since I was a young boy.
Bitch, I know you see me in my Lamborghini. La Lamborghini.
I can't deny that I do see him in his Lamborghini, so accurate.
La Lamborghini.
It's like it's like he wants to sing it, you know, la. It, you know, reminds you of choirs. Again, bringing up memories of Italy, Rome.
In the cathedrals.
Yes.
Just spouting out this beautiful, beautiful, soulful tune.
Absolutely.
The final line that I'm going to read you today, Michael. Ride so quick, you would think I'm Houdini.
Oh, my.
Michael.
There are levels to this. He's just displayed that. He really does have a fine understanding of what it is to be a pensmith.
By these lyrics alone, do you think KSI has a future in the rap game?
I would say he's in the wrong game. I think he should go for Poet Laureate or another accolade that's afforded only to a very chosen and select few.
Brilliant. Michael Payne, thank you for joining me today.
It's been an absolute pleasure, sir.
That.
Yeah?
Yeah, very
well, I just
good.
Wanted to get a professional's opinion on KSI and his emerging rap career.
But when it comes down to it, if we're being brutally honest, the lyrics are dog shit, aren't they?
They are pretty dog shit, Will.
Yeah. I'm not denying it.
Oh, God.
Do you want some...
Did he not do a gig recently?
Yeah, well, that's how me and Tom got chatting about it. He came up in my subscription box.
Are you a subscriber?
Yeah.
Oh, we all make mistakes. Carry on.
Yeah, I know. And he played a gig at Islington. What, sold out.
Heard of it.
What venue?
Islington Academy.
What, O2?
Yeah, sold out.
There's a big stage and a small stage. I think he was on the big one.
Yeah, though. I think he was, wasn't he? Annoyingly. Yeah, he did that.
In the video, because Will linked me to it, because I'm not a subscriber. And then a lot of bands do this. We do a VIP ticket where you get to meet the person.
Yeah.
And then they earn a lot of...
Excerpts, will they? Yeah.
He's doing all that. As if he needs it.
And then he came out like it was going to be... Like, I know you have to put on a performance, and I know you've got to hype the crowd that you've got there, but it was like this was going to be the biggest thing since Band-Aid.
What he was wearing was, as well, was rank.
It was rank.
Proper harem-y kind of trousers, but it just looks like Tommy Pickles after a long day of curry, and they're just full and just
Who's
sagging.
Who's Tommy Pickles?
Tommy Pickles from Rugrats, you know, with a nappy. after eating a load of curry, just full, his nappy just bulging.
The thing I find most amusing about that comparison is the fact you knew his surname.
Tommy Pickles?
I didn't know his surname.
No, I just knew Tommy from Rugrats.
Tommy Pickles.
Yeah, I'm going to say his full name, I have respect for the lad. Been through a lot.
Do you remember All Grown Up? All Grown Up, I really want to shout.
Did Angelica get fit?
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that because they were
Jack straight in there.
Yeah. Again, that's Phil and Lil. They were. I didn't realise one was a boy, one was a girl.
I didn't realise. We've had this conversation
this before. Yeah,
we always, are we?
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. One of them had a little bow in there.
I would thought it'd be like Philomena.
It's Phil, he's the boy, and Lil is the girl.
Yeah, but her name can't be Lil. It's like Lily.
Lily. Yeah, which is a girl's name.
Yeah, but so then she could be Philly.
Philly and
you
Lily.
You just said you think both of them are guys.
No,
both of them are girls.
One was a girl, one was a guy.
That is the case.
No, we thought both of them were girls.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
But one of them, one of them talks like this.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't talk like that. She's a baby.
He's like, no, hey, mama, what's for dinner?
One of them's a 40 a day, at least. Yeah. Hey, what's Tommy Pickles doing over there?
I tell you what, Angelica, you're looking like today. What's shit on my lap?
Tommy, how come no one knows your surname?
Oh, Tommy, you stink. Where's Dr. Lipschitz?
That's what we spoke about before, because I said about the doctor Lipschitz, called Dr. Yeah. Lipschitz. Because he is called that.
What's the little feral child called in the Wild Thornberry?
Oh, that's a question.
Adam!
I'll give you a clue. It begins with a D.
Donnie!
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you. So back to KSI.
Yeah, back to KSI.
Yeah, so he had this sold out gig at Islington Assembly. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on YouTubers. Oh. Social stars going into the music business. Some of them start like Dodie Clark, clearly a musician.
Yeah.
Bri. KSI, Bri, clearly a musician.
Yeah.
Will Brazier, Paper Shapes, clearly a musician.
Nozza.
Nozza, My Toy Heart, clearly a musician.
Shelf Stackers as well. If you want to list them off.
I didn't know you had a second band.
Oh, I've got a few.
Well, we've all got other bands.
Just had different names for the same band.
But Jack, where do you stand? Do you think he's has a real passion for music?
I reckon he probably does have a passion for music.
But don't we all?
Yeah.
I know you've been away for a week, mate, but just talking the mic.
I mean, like, I don't have... Like, I have a passion for food, but I'm not going to start now, like, becoming the next Jamie Oliver just because I've got a YouTube following.
Do you have
a
passion for food?
I fucking love a BLC, mate. McDonald's.
The other day you had a jacket potato with spaghetti hoops on it.
Yeah.
And that was your first jacket potato?
I honestly made a mistake.
It looked wrecked.
Yeah,
it looked disgusting.
And I covered it in loads of barbecue sauce. It was not good.
I told you what to do with that and you didn't listen.
He doesn't like beans.
No,
Jack? I've been spreading some lies about you, mate.
I am a big fan of beans.
Are you a big bean guy?
I'm a big bean guy.
Do you always pick a bean if it's around?
Sometimes when I'm feeling naughty and I'm feeling out of form, I call myself Jack Bean.
Teddy.
Teddy.
Before all that, though, I said, get your jacket potato, olive oil on the outside, just dab.
That's a lot of admin.
And it's not. Tom, think about it.
Go on.
You've got your jacket potato.
Yeah.
Get a bit of kitchen towel.
Foil?
No, not foil. It's towel.
Kitchen towel. I don't think that should be a part of cooking. That?
No, kitchen roll. Kitchen roll.
Go on, then.
Okay, go on.
And then dab olive oil on the outside of the potato, then salt it, put a bit of sea salt on the top and the bottom, just all cover it in, and then you get a very nice crisp skin.
How long do you put it in the oven for? I know it depends on the size.
Good hour.
Hour?
Yeah.
Who's got an hour?
See, like, mate, now I live on my own. I've got to be worrying about these gas bills, you know what I mean? I can't be fucking having gas
and
on for an
hour.
And
he's got to make two,
for a potato. Yeah.
Two potatoes.
Why? I'm only going to eat one.
Yeah, well, maybe for the next day.
Huh?
Maybe for the next day.
Next day. Well, I don't think you can eat a potato the next day.
As long as Jason and his fucking girlfriend don't go make it, and then we'll be alright, right?
Yeah, you're right.
do you like jacket potatoes now?
Why is it you don't like that I like? There's something...
Girls.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
no, but there's something that I swear when we used to go around the Wetherspoons, you'd always be like, oh, I hate that. Why are you eating that? No?
Black pudding.
No, it wasn't that.
I like black pudding.
I like that pudding, but it wasn't that.
Tom, Jack, I think we were going to talk about Troye Sivan, sorry.
Because
smashed it.
So yeah, Troye Sivan is absolutely smashing it. Like, I think he was like, I don't know if this is right, but I'm pretty sure he might have got a number one on the US Billboard at one point.
Let me Google.
Yeah, bing that.
Tom blown his nose.
Yeah, so I think Troye Sivan, find out where he was on the US Billboard, because that is absolutely mental. That some YouTuber from South Africa can just think, right, I've built up a following from doing the Chubby Bunny Challenge and whatnot, and now I'm going to start a music industry and bong. But the bong.
And bong.
I meant to say, and boom, you're number one.
So what kind of music does he do?
Modern.
It's like trancey pop.
It's like them that the cool kids listen to.
I don't
think we'd play him on air, would we?
No, we definitely wouldn't play him on air.
We're too cool.
But I saw him recently on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
I've heard of that show.
It's
on American television.
Performing on there, and I understand that if you're going to be... right, he's a bit years and years, is Troye Sivan, okay. Right?
Very good.
Yeah,
thank you.
And the way he danced on... Obviously, you've got to put on a performance, you were saying that. Like, there was a crowd there. You're on Jimmy Kimmel, one of the most watched US TV shows. And just for the sake of the boys in the studio, I will recreate a bit of his dance.
I'll describe it.
He was kind of going...
Okay.
So, oh, I saw that.
Stumbling around.
As if he was drunk, like a drunk unicorn.
I've seen Kanye's done that recently, hasn't he, though?
Kanye does it, yeah, but Kanye's Kanye, so you can kind of do it. Kanye's your Troye Sivan, you are not at Kanye level yet.
I'm not even Troye Sivan, mate. I'm Norris.
Yeah, but Troye Sivan's Troye Sivan.
So. Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Well, where was he? Number one?
I didn't say, I've not seen any number one.
All right, we'll come back to us later.
19.
In the show.
It's the highest.
Listen to the rest of the show, and we'll reveal at the very end where he was. And we can get some oil for that mic stand.
Yeah,
that's been bad for a while.
Let's just oil that mic stand, put a little bit of sea salt.
Yeah,
right. This is
Vice. Get the kitchen bog roll and rub it.
This is Vice by a band called Lisbon, if you don't mind.
Lisbon.
Is it Vice with Lisbon or Lisbon with
Vice? That was Vice with Lisbon, you know what I mean? Out of breath, calm down.
Sorry, I just went for a wee.
Oh, so compose yourself.
We've had a few tweets, and Blue Beamer says she's listened, so thanks for that, Caitlin. And Cheyenne says, what is a jacket potato? I've never had one.
What?
Get out of town.
Put down the laptop or the app and get yourself to the nearest supermarket.
Yeah, big fat potato.
She lives in Canada, but I would assume they still have them.
Baked
there.
Potato.
Baked
there.
Potato?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Baked potatoes.
Can you let us know if you had a baked potato?
Yeah, please.
Please.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know.
We're desperate to know.
We are.
We are desperate to know. Baked potato or jacket potato?
Okay.
So we've got a bit of a new feature coming up now.
Have we?
Tell us more about it, Will.
Yes,
so
we have.
We have indeed. So we're looking, each week we're going to kind of nominate a band that we are tipping for the top almost, Tom, am I right?
Yes, indeed.
Oasis.
Already
been and gone, really, Oasis.
It's come 20 years before, maybe I'd give you that.
Queen.
Okay.
I don't think you understand this section of the show, sir.
Okay, I'll let you carry on then.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, this is section basically we're going to talk to some unsigned acts, and we're going to who we think you know deserve
unsigned. What? Because of shit? Or
no, mate, because they're just up and coming.
I mean,
you fucking hell. Right, great way to start the feature.
Okay.
New start, new us. We're refreshing the show.
Right, okay, cool. Right,
so maybe you should refresh your attitude because it stinks, all right?
It really does reek.
All right, go on.
So, this week, we're going to be talking to Grant Tufts from the band Seasons.
Hello, Grant. Are you there?
Oh, I am. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Grant. Welcome to the Jack Mate Show. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. How are you? You good?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. So, good. You guys called Seasons have recently released your first song. Single song.
Yeah, we have, with a video.
Look good, mate.
Sorry?
The video looked good. Just so the people who don't know.
Company, he's done a really, really good job of kind of making it look as professional as possible.
Keep
we wanted
going.
To have that professional look from day one, really. And
can I just sorry, Grant, let me just interject. I don't think Tom deserves any promotion, mate. This is all about you. This segment's all about you. So nice to chat to you, mate. I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack. I'm Grant.
Yeah, sweet. We played your track
a couple weeks ago.
What is it? Sail Chips.
Yeah, we played that
on the show a couple of weeks ago. Really like it. Tom sent me the video. I will admit it is a good video as well. Just for the listeners, just to tell the listeners, what kind of music do you make, if you had to sum it up under a genre?
Probably like alternative rock music, really, or commercial kind of rock.
Okay.
It's not too heavy and it's not too kind of light. It's in that kind of middle ground.
Semi-heavy.
Yeah.
Why don't you say call that? Call you guys semi heavy. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's catchy.
What why are you called Seasons?
If I'm honest with you, it's quite a it's not anything like spectacular or anything. Our bassist just turned around to us and said, "I've got a really cool name for a band, Seasons. What do you think?" And it just kind of just stuck, really.
So
with bands, like, it kind of takes a long time to make a band name up, but it was one of the first things we actually kind of made up. So,
well, that's always a good box to tick. What when you think of Seasons, do you think of the seasons in terms of autumn, summer, or do you think of like spiced seasons, like
seasonings?
Okay, I guess they'd be called seasonings then,
wouldn't
they?
Yeah, they would be if they called that. Heavy.
Fair enough, Grant. If you had to compare Seasons to another band that's out there, who would it be and why? I guess
probably kind of like Young Guns, really. Young Guns is quite a big influence to us. I'm not too sure if your listeners of Young Guns, they've been around for a fair few years now, and
I've heard of
their music has progressed so much that it's definitely a big influence on us. That and probably like Matter in Oxide or Don Broco.
Nice. I'm familiar with Don Broco of those three.
Well, because Grant, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys were actually featured in Kerrang this week.
We are, yes. This issue was we got the review through for our EP, which is out on the 25th of this month, where we're doing like a launch gig in Hitchin at the Club 85.
Nice.
And Kerrang gave us 4K for our EP, which is like 4 out of 5 as such.
Yeah, which is
we're
amazing.
Really, really happy about.
That's pretty decent. I'm sure if we now Googled Kerrang reviews, there would be bands that are already out there with probably lesser reviews than that.
More established bands.
A strong
start.
We were looking at sort of like the other reviews that they had in this week's issues.
And everyone else got 5.
Actually, there was only a few that had 4, and the rest either had like 3 or 2.
Oh, nice.
Imagine getting a 2. Would you just give up?
Well,
come again stronger.
Say that kind of thing. You can't say that.
Imagine that. You just go, like, oh, we've got a review in Kerrang. Everyone's going to read it. What'd you get? Got 2. Oh, for bye.
Yeah.
Show's cancelled.
No, you can't be. You have to use it as a starting.
Yeah, exactly.
A springboard.
It fuels you.
Yeah, springboard. Whereas Grant's band, Seasons, they've just gone in at the top. So it's all downhill from here, really.
difficult second EP, it'll be.
What's the EP called?
It's self-titled, so Seasons kind of thing.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. If you...
Jack, basically, Jack's come up with some abstract kind of questions for you, Grant. I know you asked before, because we are pals, and we were... You said, give me the questions early. And I didn't give you any of the questions, but Jack's got a few little questions for you here. So imagine it like Blind Date, so feel free to be cheesy with your answers.
They're not that abstract, so I'll start with an easy one. Would you rather sell out Wembley or top the chart?
What chart?
Sell out Wembley.
Definitely. Yeah?
Just for the money.
Just for the money.
And moving on from that, Wembley might be your answer to this one. I don't know. If you could play any music venue in the UK, would it be Wembley? Don't think about numbers as much and money. Think about, like, if there's anything that means something.
Don't think of Wembley.
Don't pick Wembley. Pick another. What music venue would
Camden
you...
Camden Roundhouse. It's lovely.
Go for.
Camden Roundhouse is good, but probably for me, the O2 Arena would be really good, but that's very, very long way away for us.
You've got to have goals if your journey starts with one.
Keep getting the 4K reviews, mate.
Yeah.
You never know.
What would you do in later seasons, maybe.
Nice.
So this is a pretty in-depth question, so get your thinking hat on. If your band was a flavour of crisp,
there you go.
What flavour would they be and why?
Oh.
Oh.
Go on.
Oh, that's a good one. Probably salt and vinegar.
Because?
Oh, it got a kick.
Ooh. Yeah.
Got a bit of a kick.
You're all salty.
And everyone likes them.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We're really salty.
My nan hates salt and vinegar.
Oh, so yeah. your nan probably won't be here.
Your nan's going to love us.
Grant, if you were to give your, I know it's early days, but if you were to give your fans a name...
Seasoned
listeners, maybe. I don't know. You could have that, maybe. I don't know. But what would you give them? What name would you give them?
Believers.
Tufts.
Tufts. No. What's your surname? Seasoners.
Seasoners. Seasoners. Don't like it, right?
Seasoners. No. Seasoners works.
Seasoners.
Seasoners works.
Yeah, but seasoners. We are the Seasoners! I guess that works. Yeah. No, I shouted it.
Yeah, you put it in a tune, so it definitely works. If you had to write a song about one celebrity, who would you write it about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Donald Trump?
Hey!
Yeah, what would the song be called? What would it be called?
What would the song be called?
Yeah.
Donald
Cunt. Ooh. Oh, we actually can't swear on the radio station, Grant.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Kidding.
We are going to have to delete this.
Sorry. Thank you for your time, Grant. I'm joking.
Grant,
it's FUBAR.
As well, Grant, if you could duet with any other singer, male or female, but they have to be alive. Oh. Otherwise, they won't sing.
Of course.
That's Paul Daniels out the window. Fuck.
Steady.
He's not even a singer.
I was going to get Elvis, you know, back yeah. him out.
Yeah.
Shake him about.
That's a bit of an odd one. That's a good question.
It is.
Good question.
You kind of wish I sent these questions to you earlier, right?
Yeah, I do. I really wish that. You know what? Probably Bon Jovi. Why not? He's big.
He is big.
He's pretty good at singing. Yeah, he's a bit old now, but...
Yeah, but he can still sing.
Even at this, I saw him on the TV not long ago, and he's still got a cracking voice live. So
there you go.
That's not a bad.
So
tale.
You and John Bon Jovi at the O2. When's that gig?
Let the seasoners
know.
All right. So here's a question I just now thought of. Would you rather feature you're doing a song, you've got a featured vocalist on there? Would you rather it be Paloma Faith
or
I'm trying to think of any other artists now.
No, who's the one you hate?
Who do I hate?
Taylor Swift.
No.
Or Ellie Goulding.
That's the one.
Oh.
Golden or Faith?
Oh.
You've got to have Faith.
Yeah, probably only because I cannot stand Ellie's voice.
Yeah, it's good man. Good
just
man.
Just whispers. Why that? Kind.
Yeah, it's exact, and that's what I don't like.
Go on, Jack, do your impression.
You mess with the truth.
Thanks for the chat, Grant.
And Grant, we're going to let you throw to your song. And if you want to give us a little, little line,
little throw to.
Where can we find you on the interwebs, on the socials, Grant?
Facebook. You can go to Seasons Band UK.
Nice.
and Twitter is Seasons UK Band.
Ooh.
Mixing it up.
Had to swap it around a little bit, you know, and all that.
Lovely stuff.
And, yeah, if you want to get in touch by mail, you know, because we've got that as well.
PO Box.
Seasonsband@mail.com if you want any requests from me.
Oh, lovely, lovely stuff. So we're now about to play, well, you can tell us, Grant, what we're about to play.
Okay, so this is us, Seasons, and this is Sailed Ships, our debut single.
Lovely Cheers, stuff. Grant. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much.
Bury your head in the sand that you dug deep, consumed yourself. So your bones start to ignite it, and the fire goes strong.
The brilliant Seasons.
Really like that.
Sailed Ships. I like it.
I think
it.
We've made a few new Seasoners today.
Definitely.
Oh, lovely stuff. It's the top of the hour. You're listening to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. We've got Robbie Knox joining us now. Robbie, how you doing? Oh, well, I know what this is. I'm not going to pretend I don't. Robbie Knox is actually doing a sponsored silence for Sports Relief. So, Robbie, if you do want to break your duct at any point, then just feel free to join in, mate. But it is it's a silence, so you can't make any noise at all. I don't know why Tom Norris is pretending to be you with them silly sounds. But, yeah, Knox, it's a pleasure to have you. Just your essence in the studio today.
So, it reeks.
Do pop in and open up your mouth and start talking.
Give us a twirl
if you want.
Like that.
Where'd you get them shoes from?
Cool, those jeans are short.
He's good, isn't he?
Three-quarter-length jeans.
How much you raised so far?
How much?
Oh, he's just giving me a bit of paper.
What? The paper says
$350.
$350, and he said if I haven't done this, I'll pay it with my own money.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a weird thing to say on paper, but I mean,
yeah.
He said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Wait, he's running some
oh,
more.
God. What's that? Oh, we can't say that on the radio.
Oh, he's going to he's doubled it. He's going to donate £7 to Sport Relief. Well played there, Robbie Nuts.
I thought he meant £350.
No. £7 there to Sports Relief. So, Will, you want to talk about something today, don't you?
Well, we got another new feature on the show. It's a bit of internet news.
Internet news. Read about it.
Hi, and welcome to Internet News. I'm your host, Jack Dean.
And I'm your other host, me.
And I'm your stinky producer, Will Brazier. One of these stories that has been brought to our attention this week was brought up by our fellow co-presenter, Tom Norris.
Hello.
Hashtag fuck tattoo fix has been trending worldwide, or maybe just in the UK, let's be honest. And we want to get to the heart of the story.
We do indeed.
As we always do on FUBAR News.
I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't done much research on this, but the articles I have read have been very negative towards the E4 show. As you'll know, Sketch, Jay, and what's the lovely lady's name on the show? I cannot recall her name.
I'll Google her.
It doesn't matter.
We'll Google her. The three on the show have... So firstly, there's a lot of people have been saying that, and this is their opinions, not mine, they're not good tattooers. In the first place. So the fact that they're getting such a great platform to showcase the art of tattooing is wrong because they're just not good at it.
Yes.
So why them? So a lot of many are thinking. But then there's also the other hand, which is just wrong in black and white. The fact that Sketch, in particular, on the show, the guy who I'm not sure if this is true.
He's been alleged of stealing designs, hasn't he?
I think he owns the tattoo parlor.
Okay.
I think that's his thing.
Yeah.
Like that, because he on the show as a little bit of banter. He threatens to sack the other two. So I think that he owns it. Yeah. And there's been allegedly he's been stealing some
designs. So we've got an expert's opinion. We've got actually Curly Moore on the line. Curly, are you there?
Yeah. Hello. Good afternoon.
How you doing? Are you all right?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Well, it's a big debate that's been emerging online. I know Tom and Jack are very interested in this, both having tattoos, haven't you, Tom?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Got a fair few.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So what do you make of the whole scandal?
Well, I can understand why people are annoyed. It's typical TV land rubbish, isn't it? And they do kind of promote tattooing. It's straight from the start. It's something negative. Tattoo fixes, implying that something needs to be fixed. And, of course, they do, because they are always embarrassingly bad in the first place.
But
why not a program with genuinely well-known good artists producing amazing, massive masterpieces?
Exactly.
Instead, it's like some sort of rubbish with a bunch of hairdressing-looking kind of fake tattooist types doing little poxy... colourful bits of rubbish.
I can agree more. But why do you think they were chosen for the show? Because I don't think it was like an open audition type thing, was it?
No, I have no idea. Probably because they've got the right hairstyle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine due to their incredible portfolio of amazing work.
Well, had you, as a tattooist yourself, had you heard of these guys before they came on the show?
No, I hadn't, but, you know, that it could be that I'm just out of touch. But I've been doing it 23 years. I've heard of the main kind of players in this field.
Yeah, and I think all those sort of the main players, as you mentioned, they're very against the show, aren't they? Like, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, tattooing on television tends to be negative. I was duped into being involved in something that... They said it was going to be called Tattoo UK. Turned out it was called Tattoo Disaster UK. Yeah, another kind of rubbish. Obviously, no one would, in their right mind, would go on something like that if you was told that that's what it was going to be called. Mm. But unfortunately, they don't tell you the truth sometimes, these people.
Yeah. Do you think, because obviously there's a lot of petitions online right now to, like, I don't know what they're trying to do. They're trying to ban the show or they're trying to get the presenters changed. I'm not too sure. Do you think these petitions will have much of an impact on whether or not that
happens?
No,
I think probably the makers are loving it because realistically it's going to make more people think, oh, what is this rubbish? Let's watch it.
True.
Right.
Why is it so controversial? It's like banning a Sex Pistols song in the 70s. It made everyone want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
I think it's just one of the things as well. It's just they're the main representatives currently, definitely on TV, of the UK tattoo scene. And if they're doing a subpar job, and as well as, you know, plagiarising other designs, allegedly, then that's something that's, of course, to be frowned upon.
Absolutely. It's offensive. There are a number of... There's many incredibly talented people in tattooing nowadays, And every time it's on television, it's just like an embarrassing joke, unfortunately.
I think when you get on television, a lot of youngsters put you on a pedestal, and they instantly think that you're the top of the ladder, you're at the height of that game. So those three...
Just from the fact
they turn the TV on and they're on there. Yeah. So it doesn't matter how shit these guys are or what they do. A lot of youngsters are instantly.
Are you allowed swearing on your radio station?
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
outrageous.
Yeah, we are.
But one of the other things as well is, I mean, it even gets deeper. Is the fact that I read one of the articles. Apparently, someone on there was had a tattoo so badly done, there was a lot of scar tissue, and then other people couldn't actually fix what their tattoo fixers had done because.
To me, that sounds exaggerated. I can't imagine. I mean, I've tattooed over actual kind of savage cuts in skin. Yeah. I don't believe you can't sort that out. But you know, people are going to then. Join on the bandwagon of flagging off tattoo fixes.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you watched the show?
Thankfully, no.
Have you just seen some of the work that the?
I'm on Facebook, like many sad people in the world, and I see the banter on there, and I've seen the pictures of the work. I mean, you don't need to have that muck in your living room to appreciate that is indeed what it is.
Yeah. Bang on. Where's your studio then, sir?
On the Cowley Road in Oxford.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. Well, thanks for chatting to us today, Curly. Just a short
and sweet
one.
You're very welcome.
And where can we find you online, find your work?
Curly Tattoo on Facebook.
Curly Tattoo on Facebook. Okay, wicked stuff. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Cheers, buddy.
Curly. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Very interesting that was.
Yeah, very opinionated. But I totally understand why.
Yeah, because it's his profession that's being... put in the limelight for negative reasons, isn't it?
Yeah.
Made a mockery of.
You two have got tattoos.
We bloody have, actually. That's why we're so cool.
Have you...
And Jack occasionally smokes. So, I mean, he's much cooler than me.
Have you had any bad experiences in the parlour?
Not really. I mean, only bad is in... There's some bits have been really... Painful. When you're in pain and your natural reaction would be curling up your toes, maybe.
Oh, you've had some on your toes?
When I got my toes tattooed.
Ah!
I had not much I could do. I was just like, oh, this sucks. But that's not really a bad experience. That's my own fucking stupid
decision. My first ever tattoo, I stupidly went to, like, a friend of a friend's uncle or some shit. And
Adrian. Uncle.
Yeah, and Adrian. And I had Fortunes Always Hiding tattooed on my leg.
What? Fortune's Always Hiding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's from Bubble Song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from the Bubble Song. But the guy put the tattoo, like, I was nervous. Like, that's my first one. I didn't know if it was going to be the most painful thing in the world. The guy put the template on my leg and he was like, is that right? And I looked at it and I was reading it upside down, but I was thinking, I'm sure that's not right. Like, I'm sure that's not right. And he tattooed the first two words, but I didn't want to pluck up the courage and go, Is that not right? And I don't know how to spell Fortune's Always Hiding. And then he
said
about to get on the last word, and I went, is that how you spell hiding? And he went, oh shit, no, sorry, buddy. No, I'll just. And luckily, it was only the stenciled bit on the hiding, and it said Fortune's Always Hidnig.
Hidnig?
Yeah, Fortune's Always Hidnig. And he wiped off the Hidnig and put hiding on.
Jesus.
Oh, that's good of it.
Yeah. The very first.
It cost me an extra £50, but. It's going to cost you, mate. I'm sorry.
It's so tall.
The first tattoo I ever got done was kind of a bit dodgy, but because like, my friend, he got done by a guy a few times, tattoo-wise, and this guy had a studio based, I think it might have been in Brighton or whatever, but when he came back to Cambridge, he would do it from like his old, like, it's his parents' house in a bedroom.
Right.
So I went in the bedroom. My mate was getting his ribs done. He was in agony. And it was really just a weird
set up. Yeah,
because you're like, oh, I'm going to some random street in Cambridge in someone's house getting tattooed. And then he showed me the design. It was for my first tattoo, which is an anchor, which says mum on it.
Very nice.
And when he showed me, because the thing I sent to him was, I drew it on paint, what I wanted to have,
right.
Which looked fucking rank.
Yeah.
And then he redesigned it. When I first saw it, I just didn't like it. But it was such an intimidating scenario that I couldn't be like, oh, I don't like it. I was just like, okay. And then I sat down and got it done. And then the first day I was like, not sure. The next day when I woke up, I really liked it. So that's a relief.
I just want to look now out of interest.
He tours the world now. He's fucking smashing it. So
is it?
Yeah.
That's all right.
I mean, he wasn't there. He was in a little bedroom. But now, he's a superstar.
Like we were saying to Grant, you have to springboard somewhere, don't you?
Exactly.
Need that initial platform.
So Tattoo Fixes, the story will rumble on, won't it, guys?
Well, indeed.
It will. And I will put my hands up and admit, purely just because I'm a bit of a junk TV whore.
You watch it.
I quite like it, but I don't like the presenters on it or the tattooists. I know their shit. Yeah. I just like seeing people go in with terrible tattoos, and that's the main selling point of the show. And it's dumb idiots like me who keep that show going. I mean, so, Curly, you got me to thank for that one, buddy.
I think Curly will find you, and he will tattoo you.
Yeah, he'll tattoo dickhead across me. I probably deserve it.
More news, though. I've got some more news to
go on. Play it.
Oh, shit.
News.
One thing I didn't think we'd ever be speaking about on this show is the budget that happened this week with George Osborne. And Jack, you're entitled to some more money.
Yay. He's got too much of it. Look at him.
It's coming out my fucking ears.
Them lights weren't cheap, were they? Around the old desk at the new place.
£30. I don't really know much about this, Will, so thanks for bringing it up live on air.
Well, I gave you the stories and the songs and given you before in the running order, but that's fine if you don't prepare.
Basically, George Osborne has allowed a tax-free allowance of £1,000. It'll be available for people selling goods and services online.
Jack, you're getting more money. Surely you should sound happy.
This just all this means is YouTube content creators will also benefit when selling merchandise and other products online.
Get your Jack mate when you Jack. Didn't you used to do t-shirts?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you?
It's an atheist on it.
But it doesn't really affect me because I earn more than that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but I mean that's for people who earn under £1,000. Well, that's peanuts.
Well, you do that, bro. You do those brand deals where you don't tell your viewers that they're branded, don't you?
Yeah, no, I don't. That took me a while. Genuinely took me a while to work out.
The cogs were turning.
No, I think every time I do a brand deal, it's fairly obvious it's a brand deal.
I just wanted to get on your thoughts on one final story.
Yeah.
Go on then, mate.
Cherry Wallace, breakthrough blogger of the year.
Okay, she's been doing it about 6 years. and she's. Now she's breakthrough, is it? Yeah. Right.
So I've got 6 years to do.
Content is dismal.
I have to do this for 6 years. I've got to do this for 6 years, do I? Get breakthrough?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Nah, it's just the same content, just on a different channel, about the same Lush products. I'm bored.
Jack's bored. Jack's smooth.
Do you want a song then, mate?
And I'm not attacking her personally.
Yeah.
I just mean
like you love her, don't you, mate?
I'm ambivalent.
I'm on the defence.
Anyway, so I don't think she deserves that. But here's Sundara Karma with Flame.
Sundara Karma. There we go.
Sorry. Yeah.
Flame.
Skylines breathing Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
And right now we're joined by our very special guest, the one and only Maverick Sabre.
Yes. What's going on? Everyone okay?
Of course, I think music's a blessing. It comes with great responsibility. You know, we've got 3-4 minutes in a kid's ears on the way to school, on a mum and dad's ears on the way to walk, on the train. Like, what do you want to say to someone if you have that time in their space? You know, how can you affect? Do you want to leave a positive impact? Do you want to leave nothing? Or do you want to leave something negative?
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Was that Maverick Sabre there, Will?
Maverick Sabre!
He sounded a bit...
Big fan of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am. I used to listen to him on Bebo. So now it's time for... Oh, was it MySpace?
Probably MySpace.
If he was on Bebo, he'd be in my top 16. Now it's time
Thank
for...
Thank you very much.
Quiz on my face.
That's nice.
Quiz on his face.
No, you do the music. I'll do the jingle. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Quiz on my face. What? It's quiz on Stop my bang. Face.
Stop the banging.
We're not banging.
We're all banging.
It's quiz on my face. Okay. It's quiz on my face. This week, Brazier, you're going head-to-head with Nozza.
Brazier versus Nozza.
I weren't here last week, and I think the show crumbled
a bit. It smelled a lot better.
It smelled a lot better, but... flopped and didn't get nearly as many listens as usual.
Everything was a wreck.
So now I'm back. I want to find out which one of you two actually knows most about me. All right.
In theory, it should be I. But then again, Will is a little fanboy.
Yeah, Will was a fanboy that got lucky. If you're listening, why not play along? If you watch my videos, you might know a few of these answers.
You mean it, Mister?
Admittedly, a lot of you, a lot of it will be guesswork, but we'll see how it goes.
Is there multiple choice answers?
It starts off with 3 multiple choice, then we go to 3 open questions, then we go to 3 true or false, then a bonus question for both of you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are we doing answers at the very end?
No, we're going to go through one by one.
I like that a lot.
So, okay.
I like this mystical music, Will. Very good choice.
Question number one. I don't often daily vlog, but when I do, what do I finish my videos by saying? Oh. Is it A, bye in a bit? Is it B, see you later, guys and girls? Or is it C, peace out, be lucky? Which one of those?
That's an easy start.
Yeah, it gets progressively harder.
Oh, I've never said that before.
Yeah,
about your cock.
Fubar.
What have you put, Will?
I went for answer C.
And what was that?
See you later, be lucky.
Ooh. Peace, be and say lucky.
It's peace out, be lucky.
But that's not the question.
The question was which one is it?
That's a point to both of you.
We should do this so you look at the otherwise we cheat.
Tom?
Yeah.
There you go. So okay. Question number 2. Which position do I most commonly play in 11-a-side football? Is it A.
Is that why you didn't tell us earlier on, isn't it? You bloody lummox.
Yeah. A.
Annie Lennox.
Right wing. B. Centre back. Or C. Centre attacking midfield. Cam. There.
Fuck.
Right wing. Centre back. Centre attacking midfield. William, what have you put?
I've gone for B.
Which was?
I can't remember, sorry, I was just sorting something out on the desk.
Right wing, centre back, or centre attacking midfield?
I went centre back.
Centre back, Will, Tom, what'd you go for?
I got centre back as well, mate. That's already written, that's what I'm holding out to make sure I don't cheat.
Nice, no, I believe you, that's fine.
What are you fucking cheating?
I've just got a lot of faith in you.
Well, I've got 2 out of 2 so far.
Which of these celebrities would I most love to create a video with? A. Mark Noble, another mention for Mark Noble, weirdly. B. Russell Brand. Ooh. Or C. Tim Minchin.
Ooh.
Oh, careful at the end.
Mark Noble, Russell Brand, or Tim Minchin.
Jack, can you just explain to the listeners your relationship with Tim Minchin?
No.
It's long.
Yeah, it's really long. I basically used to run his YouTube channel.
Thank you. That was all I wanted.
Okay. So is it A. Mark Noble, B. Russell Brand, or C. Tim Minchin? Tom, what have you put?
I'm going to give an answer and the reason.
Go on, then.
Because I think Mark Noble's a bit boring, so he wouldn't get much content out of him.
Yeah.
I think Minchin, you're not so bothered about him now, but Russell Brand could be interesting, and he would get a lot of shares, and people would be intrigued to watch it, so I'm going for B.
Oh, so you've gone for Russell Brand.
Fuck up.
Oh, well, I went for Russell Brand as well.
You both went for Russell Brand. I'm afraid, Will, also, that's a...
What was it, Minchin?
It was Tim Minchin. Yeah.
Just because of your past?
Nah, just because I like him and I've never done a video with him.
Oh, well, he hasn't done a video with any of them.
Right, now we go to the open. Right, I used to be a bit of a con merchant / scammer on Habbo Hotel.
Yes, you fucking did.
But what was my username on there?
Oh, come on! This is a multiple choice.
No. You should know this. We've spoke about this on the show a lot.
Oh, wank.
Got it.
Wank, wank. Is that your answer?
No.
Is that your final answer? Dirty dick.
What are you going for? Does
it matter how it's written?
No. I see you've already written your answer, so we'll go for Will. What have you put?
Mateyboy69.
Mateyboy69.
And that's mate with two A's.
And Tom, tell us the answer.
Number one Chav.
Number one Chav.
Oh,
there we
right!
go.
Was it that?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh, we spoke about it on the pilot show.
Wasn't listening to that.
Last year, I hired a personal trainer to make me fit. But can anyone tell me why I only had one session?
Yep.
I know you can.
Well, I didn't know you then.
You did? I think I just started at the station.
Oh, right, yeah. Jack, you got that. That's the first conversation we had, wasn't it?
Fucking joke, this quiz.
What have you put there, William?
Puked up.
And yourself, Tom?
You passed out and felt like a fool.
And puked out and passed out?
So Will put puked up, and Tom, I did. I passed out in the corridor, felt like a fool, never returned. So this one is a bit of a tricky question here. When I was in the Big Brother house, I used a mundane, everyday household object.
Will was pulling the face. He was in Big Brother on a run through before the Big Brother show.
Oh.
The Real House, it just wasn't televised, all right?
But it's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube. My best bits are on YouTube. And there's a fucking lot of them. I mean, I used a mundane, everyday household object tactically to almost make me immune from eviction. Can anybody tell me what this household, everyday object was?
To make you immune from eviction?
Yeah, I bent the rules a little bit and it almost made me immune from eviction. It was clever. It was one of those things where you think, when you watch Big Brother, you think, if I'm ever in Big Brother, I'm going to do that. And when I was in there, I thought, that's my chance. So I did it and it worked. I'll tell you boys about it later.
Go on, Tom, you go first.
I put broom. I don't really know. I don't know at all.
Sofa. What?
I'm kidding. It was a
little shit.
It was a toilet roll.
Why did that make you immune from being evicted?
I will tell you about it if we got some time at the end.
Talk about it now.
We've got plenty of time.
Yeah. Have we?
Yeah.
We've got time kind of our ass.
Okay, so I'll quickly tell you. Basically, I went into the house, right? I wasn't a fan favourite straight away. When I mean fans, I mean the people in the house, right? I didn't get along with a lot of people. And I knew that eviction was coming up on Friday. Basically, when we went into the trial house, the real house, but trial week, we were told that a couple of us will be making the actual show. So obviously you want to be on best form, don't you? So you get on the show. And I, as I say, straight away, I wasn't liked in there. So I took a sheet from the welcome pack. You get a welcome pack when you go in, it's laminated. Took a sheet, hid it under the mat near the diary room, right? 100% true. Pressed the button and run off. Because if you press the button and wait, they just let you in. But if you run off, they go, can Jack come to the diary room? And you don't know whether someone's hit the button or they're just being called in. You don't know what they're doing. So I've hid a sheet under there. I've pressed the button. I've ran off. 20 minutes later, because it takes them a while to get you in there. I went in. Big Brother was like, Jack, how can I help you? I was like, I just want to chat, really. Like, I want to make it out like you're talking to me. So when I go out there, I can bullshit them. And they were like, Big Brother does not condone this. I was like, but you can do what you want. I was like, yeah, I will. All right. So I took the sheet and I walked out. The plan would have been foiled if anyone would have asked to look at the sheet, but no one did. And I went, right, I've got a task, everyone. Come round here. So they went outside and I stood on the pool and I went, right, okay, I've been given two secret objects. I don't think you're going to want these objects, but if you do, someone can volunteer to have them. And I went into the bathroom and I came out with two toilet rolls and I went, who shall I give this to? And there was a bitchy girl in there that no one liked. And I went, straight away, without question, you're getting one. And I threw her one and she was like, what does this mean? I went, well, you'll find out come Friday, like that. Because it's true, she'll find out, it means fuck all. Like, I went, you'll find out on Friday. I went, and who wants this? Like that. And they were all going, nah. No, I don't want that. And I was going, do you want it? And he was going, no. Do you want it? No. So I went, all right, I'll keep this and just I'll find out in the week who I'll give that to. And I put it under my duvet in the bed, and then all week everyone kissed up to me because they didn't want a toilet roll. And at the end, before we left, I went, So I told you what this would mean, and it means fuck all. But thanks for being lovely to me.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get in for being such a deceiving.
No one got in. But if we had got in that year, I'm not blowing my own trumpet. Hands down, I would have got in. Hands down. I was on the backup call for anyone who doesn't. For anyone that leaves the actual house, you get called up, and that's the one year no one fucking left. No one got ill, annoyingly.
Well, that was a very good tale, actually, Jack.
Thank you very much. So, true or false, I once met footballer Ravel Morrison, and he kind of refused to have a photo with me until Kevin Nolan forced him to.
Pens ran out.
William?
Gone right down, Will.
True.
Tom?
False.
It is actually true. So that's a point to William there.
So why was he refusing? He just thought, I don't know.
He was walking past. We were all at.
Did you have a toilet roll and you weren't going to get it?
Yeah, exactly. No, we was at some manor house where they were staying in Norwich, and all the boys were walking into the coach. I was like, Rava, let's have a picture. And he just carried on walking, and Nolan got him and was like, these boys are waiting, have pictures.
Nolan was at Newcastle, I liked him. Do you not really like him?
No, he's all right. He got a bit shit for us at the end.
Yeah, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah, no, he's all right. And he had a lot of passion. And I hope he's doing well at Leyton Orient as a player manager. True or false, I once found £180 in 20s rolled up on a table in Greg's. Will?
True.
Aye! Tom?
False.
There we go. Tom's clawed that one back.
Yes,
so the last question before we go to the bonus question. True or false, I volunteered to work at the Olympics but quit after the first day as I was made to carry a sign for 8 fucking hours straight.
See, I don't know if you're doing that passionate grimace for illusion.
That's part of the quiz, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you got to work out with.
See you later.
8 hours straight, but I have to carry some shitty sign.
True.
No, I'm kidding.
For God's sake!
Tom,
you put false.
Correct. That's another point. Right, now we finish on 2 bonus questions, one for Will and one for Tom. This one for Will. Will, myself and Tom met whilst filming at a music festival, but which one was it? Was it A, Reading Festival in Reading, B, Latitude Festival in Suffolk, or C, Green Man Festival in Wales?
So which was the first one you did?
Reading, Latitude, or Green Man.
Where did we meet?
I'm going to go with... I'm not going to look at you both. I'm just going to wait for the ding or the X. I'm going to go for Latitude Festival.
Correct. Yes. There you go. That's a point.
8 extra points. Yeah?
That's just one bonus point at the end there. And Tom... One cold morning in December, I bought an item of food for myself, but didn't like the smell of it. So Will jumped on it straight away and devoured it. What was that item of food? Was it A, a mustard-infused hot dog, B, a cheese and bean melt, or C, a veal sausage roll?
Yeah, a veal sausage roll.
There you go, that's a point. So can you add...
Oh, God, me and you got some memories, haven't we? Oh, God.
That's the best thing.
Oh, God, that veal sausage roll.
So the listeners know, when Jack, for some reason, before the show, we tend to have lunch next door at Chili Beers. It's a lovely place. And Jack usually gets a chicken burger. He doesn't tend to eat the buns. And today he didn't eat his buns. And Will ate his lettuce and his bun.
I really like the brioche buns.
So how many did you get then, Will?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, got a few.
Cool, go on.
4.
4! So, Nozza...
got 7.
Nozza's won with 7!
Hey!
Nozza knows more about Jack, mate! There we go.
Thanks, guys. If you didn't know, we had a studio audience here the whole time. We've been very quiet the whole show.
Yeah, thanks for your patience and your silence. So, there we go.
What's that, Robbie? Yeah, I thought it was Mike.
Oh, yeah. Robbie's in the audience as well. So, Nozza has won this week's quiz on my face. We'll be doing a scoreboard, and we'll be going head-to-head with a lot of guests over the coming weeks, so it will be a lot of fun. But, Will, you need to go and you need to sit in the corner and think about what you've done. This is Bright Eyes by 4 Winds.
No, it's 4 Winds by Bright Eyes.
Sorry, I've written it wrong way round on the sheet.
That's okay, son.
It's on the sheet.
was dying, trying to keep them alive. There's bodies decomposing in containers tonight, in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world, four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, well, she just can't sustain the pressure where it's placed. She caves. The Bible's plotting towards death, the Quran's mute. If you burned them all together, you'd get close to the truth still. They're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons, while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times and hold us at the center while the spiral unwinds. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry until it comes. It's the summer man clutching towards refugee retracing my steps all the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now soft up old Dakota where a genocide sleeps, in the Black Hills, the Badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. Her four winds leveling the pines. But when Craig saved,
who was that, Tom?
That was Bright Eyes. I thought, you know, mix up a bit.
I like that.
Do you? You didn't seem to be overly into it.
That's my taking it in face.
Okay.
Oh. So you just sit there and you absorb it.
Yeah. Take it in through osmosis.
I just thought it's lyrically very driven. And you know, I thought, well, you know, why not? Yeah. Why not have a bit of folky country kind
of
stuff?
Would you rather listen to that song on repeat for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Or every time you hear a song that's in the charts, you get a terrible earache for about a minute.
When you say for the rest of my life, is the only thing I can listen to is that?
Yeah, yeah. So when you put music on, you have to listen to like 100 hours of it a year or something.
Okay, I'll do the chart one, and I'll just avoid all chart music.
You can't though, because you go in a shop or Asda, Bosch, One Direction's on.
Well, if I put some headphones in, I'm listening to a song really loudly.
Yeah, but you don't want to then constantly walk around with headphones.
I'll be fine with that. Be fine with it.
You couldn't do the show.
Tell you what though, guys.
Couldn't do the show.
Well, I could. Tell you what though, I probably have on really loud would be a podcast.
Oh.
If I.
Our podcast?
Later on, apparently. Later?
Yeah, well, if you want. It's your show.
All right, well, it's not a Jack
show. So, basically,
our shows are going to be
condensed into a lovely little bite-sized podcast format.
On iTunes.
We will tell you more about that within the week on my Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, and we will obviously talk about it next week's show. But just giving you a little heads up, the podcast will be available to download from Monday at 6 p.m. on iTunes. So
exactly. We're going to launch with the first five,
yeah,
and they're going to not have any music in. Just gonna be the best bits.
They're gonna be pretty sexy.
Big guests on
pretty
there. Sexy. First five.
Would you rather your whole life, everything you say gets automatically uploaded into daily podcasts, right? So you're like your worst and your best bits. We know what my worst bit would be today. And then, or would you rather everything you say, 80% of it people don't hear? So they only hear like 20%. They're like, what? What's that? What's the rest of that sentence? And then you have to repeat it again. They get another 20%. So,
well, I mumble quite a lot anyway, so I'd probably be happy with the podcast.
Then. I'm a bit of a mumbler as well, Will.
But I'm not a mumbler. But think about when, like, perhaps maybe, like, just you and your girlfriend are together or something, or if, like, when you were 14, if you ever said something dirty, or not 14, but when you were 17, you was making love to a stranger, if you ever said anything dirty, like, that's going to be on podcast form.
That's the name of the show, Making Love, like, to a Stranger.
I could essentially go, oh, Tom went to Cos, let's listen back at them. Records.
I think it's a very bizarre.
I've got
question.
So can I give you two a couple?
Oh, all right.
We're playing a game of Would You Rather. Well, it's a very odd one, Jack. Well,
that's what Would You Rather is.
Yeah, but it doesn't really make much sense.
Would you rather 20% of your vocal stuff come out, or would you rather everything you've ever said be documented in podcast form?
Probably 20% then.
Yeah, all right. An answer? It sounds like you've got an agenda when you're saying that. Yeah. Would you rather? You're like, you're forcing me to one answer.
No.
All right. Well, okay.
No.
Sandwiches.
You pick whatever you want, Will.
Fine, I did.
Go on then, Will. What's your would you rather?
I've gone to BuzzFeed, everyone's source of information.
Can't think of it himself.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Would you rather give up cheese or give up oral sex?
Oh, fuck off, Will.
What?
That's the easiest, most boring question. I'll give up cheese.
Well, okay. Now, you say that's easy.
Yeah.
Think of the connotations.
No, don't make it out. Our cheese is actually milk and all this bollocks. Cheese.
I'm not saying that. You know what I'm thinking of, mate?
Pizza.
Your jacket potato. Pizza.
He's not a jacket potato kind of guy.
I can live without pizza.
You couldn't live without them jacket potatoes after that 5-star review in the week.
I didn't have cheese on the jacket potato.
You only had spaghetti oops.
Yeah. I wonder why you didn't like it.
And barbecue sauce.
Everyone's favourite combination. Get yourself down to Jack's.
Stop
Spuds.
Mugging off the jacket potato.
Jack's jacket.
This is a great one. This in my WhatsApp group earlier. This was asked.
Do you not want to answer Will's one?
Oh, I think it's a bit stupid. I'd give up cheese.
Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
Oh, such lads. I love all sex. What do you do, Will? You're lonely, so you can't suck off yourself, but. Or can you? Can you, Will?
Why have you always got to dig people
I'm
out?
I'm not digging you out, son. I'm just asking you questions.
Alright, we're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yeah, problem's you, mate.
It's because you've got a cheesy belly.
Go on, Tom. That is the most immature thing I've ever heard.
No, he started it.
No. Listen.
Alright, so can I do my question?
Come on, you're acting like Tommy Pickles, mate. Right.
Full nappy over there. So my question is, it was actually asked in a WhatsApp group in earlier, and so would you rather wake up tomorrow with the same brain, but you're a lion, or would you rather have a polar bear, which is associated with you, which would never kill you, but is your responsibility? So it's just roaming around. So you could get a phone call at any time and be like, "Oh, your polar bear's at the school eating kids," but that's all on you because it's your polar bear. Or would you rather wake up and be a lion?
I'll jump straight in and say I would rather have the polar bear.
Yeah,
I quite like my life.
But you can't sell the polar bear or anything like that.
No, I don't mind. I quite like... Is that the right answer? Yeah, sure. I quite like my life, so I wouldn't want to have a lion form, because I couldn't even come here and do this radio show without fucking Adam freaking out.
No.
But
you might be a roaring success.
Nah, because...
You'd be the main guy in the station.
I'd probably walk down
the main
there,
guy in the station.
I'd probably walk down there and, like, yeah. Duncan would see a lion and be like, oh, shit, a lion, and shoot
you'd
it.
You'd probably get the lion share of listeners as well.
Are we doing Would You Rather or Shit Pants?
You get the Simba fee. Simba fee. Of the listeners. Simba fee. That kind of works.
That's alright.
Thank you.
The Simba fee. Oh, I get it.
Yeah?
I get it.
Scar Mufasa. So you both would go for that one. You both have a polar bear. But for the rest of your life, you've got this polar bear with you. But he's not really with you. He's just round and riot. And you have to pay the money for his damages.
Fubar's quite edgy and raw.
I said raw in success already.
We've done raw.
Yeah, I'd have the polar bear.
Yep, cool.
Yeah, definitely have the polar bear.
And this is another one. This is my last one I've got. Would you rather be a cameraman for Jack Jones and live in the UK for 2 years and people know you're the cameraman because he regularly tags you in it? Or would you rather be a cameraman for Sam Pepper for 1 year and you have to be living in LA with him or wherever he lives? And again, people know. Well, actually, no, people don't know you're doing it with Sam Pepper.
Would you
have to be out there for a year?
I genuinely would do the Sam Pepper one.
At least you'd be in LA.
That's exactly one of the reasons I was going to give. You'd be in LA, people wouldn't know it's you, and Sam could actually... Nothing has actually been proven.
But you wouldn't see your girlfriend for a year or anyone.
Move her out.
No, she can't move out of there, mate.
I've got one.
What was your answer, by the way, Will? St. Pepper's one?
Yeah. Would you rather be Nala the Pug?
Yeah.
Or Jack Jones's manager?
Well,
probably Jack Jones's manager.
Because he's got some other people on his roster as well, probably.
Yeah, he's got other people.
Would you rather...
He's a nice guy as well, so...
Would you rather be...
if you're listening, go on.
Would you rather be...
You're clutching?
Nikki or Sammy?
Neither.
I don't know who they are.
Nikki or Sammy, the twins that you don't like.
Okay, next week's guests will be Nikki and Sammy.
Right, okay. What's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers all about?
Well, they're a band from back in the day, and I'm just a big fan of Tom Petty, and this song's a great song, American Girl. It's also from the film Silence of the Lambs.
I thought Tom Petty's the guy from Radiohead, is he not?
No, that's Tom York.
Oh, okay, this is Tom Petty then.
Close, both called Tom.
Nice.
Tom Petty. This is not Tom Petty. What the fuck is that?
Oh, mug. Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yes, it is, my dear boy. American Girl.
We've had really good songs on today, haven't we?
Great array of music from all generations across the board.
If it was a CD, I'd buy it.
That is your proper radio voice. I've noticed that. I learned to. That last week when I was laid in bed.
Oh, right.
And you went, bringing the listeners exactly what they want, 24/7 or whatever you do.
You could do a love show, a hushed tone show. Will. What,
like a sex show?
Where we just talk about problems.
About, why are you going straight to sex show? Love is all about sex.
It's been programmed. God. That's why I'm single, isn't it?
Yeah. Who programmed you that way?
Duncan.
You go on Tinder, some girl says, I love you. You instantly think, oh, I know what this means. Yeah. She might just love the way you smell.
Earlier on, it's
on Tinder.
Earlier on, it's like, look at my list. This is my list from last week. And showing pictures of girls.
Oh dear,
you are such you know my mother listens to this.
Hello dear,
it's time for the Foo Boys. Basically this is a running play, a bit of a soap opera that we like to do.
Jack called it the Foo Boys.
No, I didn't call it. I hate the name Foo Boys. It's a bit like the Archers.
It's a lot more foo.
Listens to that,
whatever that means.
So this week
Tom, what's this week called? Do you want your jingle, Tom? I know it's called the Foo Boys, but it's an underrated jingle.
We should have the jingle. Let's have the jingle.
Yeah, but it's not called
that
anymore.
Let's just have the jingle, please.
Press the button. There's a quiver in his quills, and drama, and he's gonna ride a thrill. Tension and apostrophe. Take you to faraway places, twisting trails. Pull up a pew for Tom's tiles. So that's what it was called.
That's so cute. Aren't
now it? It's the Foo Boys, the FU Boys. I'm not insisting on it.
Well, I think it's the FU Boys, isn't it?
The FU Boys.
Well,
okay.
Look at your grinny face.
Right. Okay. So basically, Tom is going to set the scene. We're going to do a play. Myself, Will, and narrator Natalie here. Hello, Nat.
Hello.
We've not seen the play yet, so it's going to be all new, and it'll probably mug me off in many kind of ways.
No, it's not too many. There's a couple of digs, but it's called Jack and the What the Weasley Adventure.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hope this works for your sake.
Well, so do I.
Shall we begin?
Yes.
Natalie, when you're ready.
Okay. Tom and Will are sat in Shillibeers waiting for Jack. They're still hurt from last week when Jack didn't bother to come in for his birthday special.
Ooh.
Why didn't he come to the show? Was it something they did? They just wanted answers.
I haven't been able to sleep, to eat. I'm a mess.
Do you think he's found someone else?
Oh, God. Not another producer.
Jack bolts into the pub with a massive grin on his face.
Well, hello, my two little dicky birds.
Oh, Lord, look, he decided to show up.
Tom, don't talk to him like that. Hiya, Jack, mate. It's your reliable producer, William, here. You need anything? Oh, I can grab you a glass of tap water, maybe.
No. Hold your horses, Will. I know you two are a little cut up from me not being around last week, so I got you guys a little something.
Jack produces two tickets from behind his back, looking smugger than usual.
They aren't what they think they are they?
Well, I do believe they are, sir.
We're going to see Birmingham United FC?
Fuck no. What kind of surprise would that be?
We're off to the land of sorcery.
Harry Potter world.
I'm more of the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe kind of guy.
Right, okay, so I guess you don't want to come then.
No, I'll come.
But there's only two tickets. You're not coming with us, Jack.
Tom. I'm a YouTuber, mate. Yeah, I'll get shit for free. I'll probably just tweet some shit about it. Probably get a free wand and all.
Jack leads the boys outside and onto the tube. They get off at King's Cross. Mysterious.
I thought we were going to the Warner studio. We need to hurry up. I want to meet Hagrid.
Oh, you're not just taking us to that poxy shop, are you?
Would I do you guys like that?
Yes.
That hurts, guys. Follow me.
Jack leads Tom and Will to the platform 9¾.
Brilliant. What, we're going to take a photo?
Jack looks around to make sure nobody is looking.
No, not quite.
Jack shoves Tom through the wall and he disappears.
What the Weasley just happened?
Jack grabs Will by the arm and launches him.
It is time for the adventure.
Jack dives head through, first through the wall.
Hogwarts Station.
The boys land in a heap on the platform of 9¾, surrounded by students walking around.
What's going on?
Why are we surrounded by dwarves in cloaks?
You can't say that, and they're just kids, mate.
Look, I promise you guys a fucking adventure, so here we are.
How the fuck did you manage it, though?
You know me. I know people.
No, but seriously, how?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
No, but tell us.
All right, I promise... I promise Ron I would stop Snapchat and Ginny my nudes.
There is an awkward silence. But is this the time frame where Ginny is all grown up? No one will ever know. Suddenly a big shadow covered the lads.
What the Weasley?
Hello, Jack. I'm glad you're here. I need you three to help me out of a jam.
This is going to be Hagrid, by the way.
The name's Hagrid, by the way. Follow me.
Tom, Will and Jack follow Hagrid down a dark alley, none of them knowing what was coming next.
I should have said that.
What cliffhanger? Where are we going to go?
Explosive.
Oh,
well, there you go. See?
I'm always tweeting Ginny my nudes.
Yeah. Now you have to stop because you promised Ron you wouldn't
She's
do it.
She's a little bit of a screenshotter, though, so she is. Naughty Ginny. No,
she's got a collection of shafts. Jack mate shaft. Yeah.
Not once. No, I'm not going to go. thanks for narrating that.
It's okay.
You'll never have to do it again, we promise.
Unless you enjoyed it.
I quite liked it.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
oh, God.
Do it all the time.
Next week, we'll find out more about Wizard Sleeves and we'll see what Hagrid takes us.
I'll do it next week.
You are doing it next week.
Oh, am I? How do we decide who does it?
Just taking turns, mate.
But when I do it, it's always shit.
Yeah.
Well, you just leave it, you write it on the day.
We seem very busy doing the show
24/7. Why can't we say 24/7? We Skype once about the show.
No. I've seen what you've been up to.
Yeah.
All right, not
that
on air.
The Archers.
Yeah. Caviar, you little bitch.
Booked in, are you? Yeah, well, I put crashes.
What?
That's enough of that. That'll be the end.
Oh, Will, slagging off your colleagues.
Yeah.
Oh, Will.
So that was Jack and What the Weasley. I enjoyed it. Thanks,
yeah,
Tom.
No worries. Thanks, we'll have another one of those next week. I bet you're looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it, but
we just need to decide on a name.
Yeah, we will do, but before then, we'll just go to a little bit of a song.
What, let's now? You want that now?
Yeah, let's have a track.
What, The Enemy?
Yeah, You're Not Alone. That was The Enemy with You're Not Alone. Remember earlier we were talking about podcasts? We're going to talk about them again quickly. Coming up on Monday, 6 p.m, all of our shows that backdate, I think this is show number 18, maybe 19.
Excuse me, the first five shows.
First five shows.
Are go
22, out, this is, I'm told in my ear.
22.
Shit the bed. Shit all over the bed.
Everywhere. Oh, yeah. Right. Make sure my excrement goes over the bed.
God. But don't piss on the bed.
No, just shit. I'm not going to piss on this bed.
Charlie's granddad has already done that.
Yeah, remember that? Remember that week? Oh.
That'll be on there. That'll be on the podcast. That was a throwback to an earlier show.
I found a golden bed sheet.
Oh, I love that. Are we going to title them whatever we want?
Yeah, so the podcasts that are going out previously that the back catalogue are guest names, but maybe this one will think of an elaborate name from today's show content.
Lovely stuff. Yes, lovely stuff.
Maybe we should go on.
Okay, so we're now going to go and enjoy our weekend. You can come down maybe a weekend in April.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Thank you for giving me that option.
Thanks for joining me today, Will.
Thank you.
Thanks
very
for joining
much,
me today,
Jack.
Tom Nozzle.
Let's go back to Norwich.
Let's go and have a few beers. This is Oasis with Songbird. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Songbird.
Talking to the songbird yesterday, screaming to a past I found.